Following the U.S.'s withdrawal from Vietnam, it was learned by an inner group of U.S. officials, which did not share this information with the public, that nearly all U.S. intelligence during the war was compromised and manipulated by Huynh Ba Thanh, a North Vietnamese agent who had infiltrated South Vietnam's intelligence organization and the CIA. Huynh Ba Thanh functioned as the contact between the CIA and South Vietnam's president, Nguyen Van Thieu, in office 1965 to 1975. Thanh worked at the CIA's Saigon headquarters and had access to nearly all CIA files, including those about U.S. war prisoners. The CIA was responsible for POW rescues. Thanh was a confirmed communist and a North Vietnamese intelligence captain. Some South Vietnamese intelligence experts long suspected that Thanh used the Phoenix Program to kill South Vietnamese that were anti-communist and loyal to South Vietnam and the U.S. Their suspicions were based upon much raw evidence. When U.S. intelligence personnel first became involved in Vietnam, seasoned French security officers warned them that Thanh had been an apprentice of Mai Chi Tho, a North Vietnamese Politburo member who was minister in charge of intelligence. They said Thanh was unlikely to have changed his views. Those warnings were ignored. Thanh subsequently worked closely with the CIA when it tried to overthrow the Thieu government. When CIA agents left South Vietnam as Saigon fell to North Vietnamese forces, they left Thanh in charge of destroying highly classified U.S. records. Those records included lists of South Vietnamese that had worked for the CIA and other U.S. intelligence units. Thanh was supposed to destroy those records and then leave for the U.S. on one of the last U.S. aircraft leaving Saigon. He did neither. A few days after Saigon fell, photographs of Thanh appeared in the North Vietnamese press. He was featured as a People's Revolutionary hero and had just been promoted to be a Colonel of Intelligence and publisher of North Vietnam's Secret Service Journal. Thanh had handed the CIA's extremely sensitive records to his superiors in Hanoi, an action that resulted in the death of thousands of men and women that were the most loyal allies of the U.S. in Vietnam. This horrible tragedy was an abject dereliction of duty by the CIA.